down by the weekend.
Boy, we had the great pleasure of sitting down with Vedic life coach and spiritual advisor Raj Srikantan, who uses an ancient Indian predictive science, which he explained to us the other day exactly how this thing works.
Somehow they figured out that there is a relationship between the time, place, and date you were born and the career life pattern you're going to go through in this life. Now, the most interesting part is how everything in this universe is defined by time and space, if you think about it. Don't we say you have to be at the right place at the right time for something to happen?
Yes.
This is more like weather forecast, you know? You want to know the weather so that you can live a smarter life.
So it's kind of like the weather forecast today, which calls for rain, you know, to take an umbrella and all this. Now, this all kind of made sense, but over the years,
right,
we both have probably interviewed or talked to a number of psychics or different people.
All kinds of you know, predictors.
And the red flag always goes up for me. But unlike when we have a psychic, this is not psychic at all. Nothing like that.
No, this is not fortune telling. This isn't
reading cards or anything like that, as he explains.
It's science.
He just simply took our time of birth, mm-hmm, the exact time and date and the location. And then he does science. It's all numbers.
Very complicated, very intense, and from what we found, pretty accurate.
And he came back in and sat down after I'd given him mine. He's going to talk to Leslie later about hers, but he sat down. We spent about an hour with him,
mm-hmm,
and he didn't ask me any questions. He just starts telling me things, and it was amazing how right on he was.
I want to talk a little bit about your health. Do you have any problem in your heart?
What did you find out? What
does
it show?
Because it seems like you might have some issues in the heart. Something related to heart, issues in the heart, and also knees, legs.
Yeah, you got both of those on the nose.
He does have.
I've had a single bypass before. It was,
yes,
it was not the heart, but it was arterial. Yeah.
Yes, it is,
yeah,
related to. I mean, it related to your chest and heart.
Yeah. And I blew my knee out on a Thanksgiving playing football.
Because those are the two weak indications to me.
Okay. More in a second on Magic.
From the David Moss Chevrolet Sanford Traffic Center, I-4 still moves along in very good shape in either direction between Deltona and the attractions, and we're not seeing any hassles on the 408 from I-4 to the airport. Still running well on the beach line from Orlando into the coast, and we are accident-free on the Greenway from Osceola County into Sanford. On Florida's Turnpike, looks like we've got some right-lane construction north of State Road 50 between mile markers 274 and 275. And in DeLand, there was an earlier accident being investigated at State Road 44 and Shell Road. From the traffic center, I'm Daisy Ash.
See, but if you'd talked to that amazing Raj guy, he would have already told you what the traffic's going to be like for the rest of your life.
Those people were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Here's the deal. Again, we spent about an hour with him. It was amazing after thing after thing after thing that he told me about my life that had already happened.
Mm-hmm.
Never met the guy before or anything like. He wasn't leading me with questions,
no,
or